Hello, and thank you for giving yourself the opportunity to enjoy this experience, sweetheart. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling rather sleepy, and like I just wanna snuggle up to someone today. I bet it would be nice to have some snuggling time. So why don't you give me an opportunity to help you unwind a little? Spin you a little tail, so to speak. You can take a little trip to somewhere I like to take a nap. Somewhere I like to sleep and slide into that soft, snuggly warm spot. It's a very good place, I promise. And if you listen to me, you can take a trip there. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have an opportunity to sleep there. After all, I know I will be. So, just listen as I slip and slide these words around. We're going to gather up all of those thoughts that we love to hang on to throughout the course of our lives and slowly discard them one by one. Because for the next little while, what matters more is giving yourself an opportunity to not hold on to them. Because every thought begins to become so very slippery, so very difficult to hold on to, the more that you listen, the more difficult it is to hold any thought in your mind other than the words. Think and just let those words slide away from you. Other than what I say, every thought, every concept, for a little while can slip and slide and disappear away. Because you have a wonderful little opportunity right now. One where you can just focus in on a slow pace, relaxing place, a wonderful warm voice, recreating those feelings that you might have when you first wake up in the morning or as you're drifting off to sleep, those sensations of your body just being so very tired, not even relaxed, just wonderfully wooden and heavy. Warm and cozy. Just let your body shift as you need to get into a more comfortable position. Because even as you sink into those wonderful feelings of listening, of focusing in what little remains of the thoughts that don't slip and slide away, you can always move your body as you need to. And if at any point throughout this you might need to adjust a little, that's totally all right and completely fine. And if any thoughts should happen to stray through your mind, that's also normal and totally all right. Just give yourself the opportunity afterwards to listen to the words once more, to let them guide you deeper into this experience, to enthrall and enrich everything that you hear, to let them slide across your mind like sweet, soft scales. To slip and slide into the sweet softness of the words. Each word just gently caressing your mind. Each word sliding across your thoughts. Each word wrapping around you. Each word coiling about. Such strength for something so very soft and supple and sweet. It's amazing what words can do. They can sweep you right off your feet. Words that can wrap and twist and wind and bind. Words slowly shifting, guiding, and binding. They're enthralling after all. And the sort of thing that can cause you to fall into that state of relaxed focus, that fixation, that trance-like place that you've all tasted before, that you've all wanted to taste more. Because that's the thing, it's an amplifying experience, something that builds upon the past, each experience more than the last. Because the more you follow the directions, the more they intensify, the more they grow in strength, the more that they can pull you down into that place. So I want you all to take just a moment to imagine yourself floating, just as you are now, suspended by soft white warmth, fluffy and so very insubstantial, as though a cloud was hugging you. You can imagine yourself in the same position you're in right now, being lifted, being swept further and further up into that sensation of lightness and loss of presence and reality, of being nowhere in particular, and of not doing anything at all. What happens when you give yourself that agency and that control over your body? That control, that allowance to create complacency, relaxation, and how that power can have such influence over you that it can pull you into a state of focus where everything else slowly begins to fall away, where all the other ideas in your mind begin to unwind, where every thought becomes an echo, where every echo becomes a thought, as words simply intertwine and bounce off of thoughts, as thoughts simply bounce and sink, as you slip and slide deeper in so many different ways, losing track of the specific goals other than to listen to the words as they fall and swirl like dust devils in the wind, little traces of particles pushing and pulsating across everything. It's a wonderful sensation. It's a wonderful feeling to just be lost like that, to just let your mind stray and be guided like the wind blowing across it, to find yourself floating in that warmth and relaxation, to feel what it's like to lose track of anything at all other than the words. Words forming a thread, words forming a strand, words forming a snaking, slithering, slipping, sliding of sand and scales through the warmth of this wonderful place in the dreamscape, seeing possibilities array, feeling reality shifting, switching, twisting, making something different, creating a new place, a new space, something wonderful, different, comfortable, and so very appealing. Something that you can see. Something you can see beyond is a door, is a place. Stepping towards it, walking towards it, slipping towards it, sliding towards it, down and through and out and forth into the warmth, finding yourself standing in an interesting room. A room that's very laboratory-like, with tiled floors and great amounts of electronics and devices all around. So many different things. So many different pieces of technology. But there's one thing you can notice. One thing that really draws your eye. The far end of the room, past all the workstations and counters and machines, is a glass enclosure with heat lamps across the top. In the center is a great, worn, smooth boulder etched by the hands of 10,000 years of soft sand blowing across it, smoothed carefully by the touch of random entropy pulling apart this rock. And yet it made something with such purpose, such intent. It's beautiful. The rock is swept like a great ellipse that had been squished underneath a giant's thumb. It looks almost like a bowl with a rim around the base. And it's huge, at least 10 or 15 feet across along its longest axis. It looks very inviting for some strange reason. Sure, It doesn't look like it would be the most comfortable thing ever, but right now you feel kind of tired, kind of sleepy. And maybe, just maybe, you might walk a little closer to investigate, to see if there's any information. It's odd to find something like this in a lab, sitting off to the side in an area like this. Well, maybe there's a reason for that. You see a display near the entrance to this great big enclosure. You notice that it displays some information about temperatures and maintenance. Nothing too useful. Though you do notice a certain logo, one you may have familiarized yourself with by now. It starts with a dot in the center, and then with two arms that branch out in 90-degree turns, forming a mechanical spiral. Very familiar indeed. Before you can start scrolling through more menus, you hear a door slip open. You hear something behind you, and you turn, not afraid, but curious, because there's someone behind you. A tall, beautiful figure. Well, she's tall right now, but it's hard to say since she's got such a long tail instead of legs. Alamia slithers and slips and slides into the room, giving you an appraising glance. Oh, you must be the new intern that I've been hearing so very much about. I suppose you'll do for today. You're confused, uncertain as to why this person would want you for any reason. You don't know what you would do to help them. It's rather confusing. But she continues closer, sliding and slipping on her great, powerful coils. With such steady, smooth movements, her torso appears to glide towards you as she looks down appraisingly. So, I know this is your first time, but I think you'll figure it out pretty quickly. It's honestly very straightforward. I've just been looking for somebody to snuggle with because I've been working for ages, she yawns. So, if you're up to it, sweet little intern, you could get paid to do nothing for a little while. After all, it would be the boss's orders, and I promise it'll be very comfortable. You're not certain, but you look up at her, and her face is soft and warm. And she smiles down at you. You can tell that she's sincere. This isn't some strange office prank. You knew that working for Praxis Medics was going to have some interesting encounters, but you weren't assuming any of them would be like this. So, why don't you join me, sweet little darling thing? You nod nervously, looking up at this great, powerful coiled woman. And she reaches down with her arms, slapping low with her coils, and scoops you gently up into a bridal carry, finding yourself so helpless, but so very safe. As you look into her great, golden eyes, they seem to glisten in the light of the room, as she slips forward, sliding and sweeping across the floor the rest of the way to the door. Carefully, She slides her tip of her tail across the control, and the doors swing open, and a gentle warm wave of heat passes out into the air-conditioned lab. You hadn't thought about it much before, but you were a little cool in here, as the heat gives you almost a feeling of calming goosebumps on your neck. It's warm inside this enclosure. The sand is fine, and the soft skin of this Lamia, who, while making a token gesture at being clothed above the waist, certainly doesn't have anything covering her tail, as she slides up to this great boulder and hikes up a coil from the ground, lazily wraps it up onto the boulder, pulling and then shifting until she slips her hips up and over. Well, at least where you think she should have something like hips, since she does have a human upper body. That's it. Now let me get comfy. I'm gonna have to set you down for just a second, sweetheart. Okay? So with that, she carefully places you, bewildered and standing in the middle of this stone rock, as she slides her body up onto this warm boulder and gets herself positioned, just taking her time to do so. First, wrapping herself around your legs in a great big coil until she's totally enclosed you, until she gently relaxes down, coils falling slowly away from you, her body heavily falling to the rock, and she gestures for you to lay across her coils like a great big chair. And so you do, finding yourself relaxing and reclining across her is actually quite comfortable, since she's soft and somewhat warm and supple. Her scales, they're a lot softer than you had any right to believe looking at them. Thank you, intern. I really appreciate you taking the time to snuggle with me. So, why don't I get you nice and comfy? I hope you don't mind if I snuggle you a little closer. I like having something resting right here. She reaches out a strong arm and guides her head to right on her chest, where it gently heaves slowly and rhythmically, wrapping her arms around you, cuddling you close, feeling so helpless and warm and comfortable as you lay in her arms. She strokes down the side of your cheek. Each touch sending wonderful ripples of warm relaxation through your mind. It feels good to lay here for a little while, to be lost in this, as you feel her tail's tip snake its way up to gently play around your legs. Not tickling, but just gently rolling up and down the length of them, as she just seems to pet you all over at once with very slow, soft undulations of her body, guiding you further and further into that wonderful warmth that you can feel on the rock, allowing yourself to just be lost in this blissful state of cuddling, of warmth and comfort, just finding yourself more and more enraptured as your eyes feel heavy, laden with the relaxation that she is bringing. You really didn't know what you were getting yourself into when you started working here. You were told that things like this would probably happen, but no one mentioned cuddling with a giant Lamia as something that you might get asked to do as part of your position here. And yet here you are, slipping into a trance, captured in the coils of a caring, sweet Lamia. Thank you for coming and cuddling with me, little sweet. You could just give yourself that opportunity, can't you, more often to come visit down here in the labs. You're very cuddly, I have to say. Definitely the sort that I would enjoy getting another opportunity to wrap myself up around. And who knows, maybe next time we can do something a little bit more energetic, something a little bit more intense. But right now, all I want is to snuggle and sleep with you wrapped in my coils. You're so nice and cuddly. She nuzzles her cheek into yours, rubbing it up and down with soft strokes, feeling the gentle roughness of where the scales permeate out onto her cheek, beating soft pink human flesh, creating this interesting sense of texture and difference. It's a wonderful feeling as you find yourself more and more thoroughly blanked by the warmth, mindless joy of doing nothing, of being so very safe here, of knowing your entire purpose is to just exist, to be cuddled, to be blank, to be comfortable. Perfect. That's it. Just slip away further and further into the blank warmth on this rock with me. Let me shift my coils to make you even more comfortable. Let your thoughts just stop. You don't need to worry about anything. Nothing at all. Just give yourself that wonderful, soft blankness. Squirm against my coils. Let my hands find their way to wrap around you as the coil of my tail twists up a leg, gently pulling you close into this comfortable reclined position, and you just slip into blankness, slip into warmth, slip into mindlessness, slip into thoughtless blank, falling away in the best way. Thoughts dripping off one by one, like bits of stone worn off by the wind, feeling the gentle blow of a simulated breeze. Feeling that wonderful, warm, gentle blowing of a simulated breeze across your cheek. Drifting into blankness. Now, let's take a moment to come back, shall we, lovelies? I think we could do that, can't we? Just let yourself grow faintly aware of the dreamscape, more and more so. And as you do, you can leave behind that world where you're cuddling Alamia. And come back to that dreamscape, that blank place of possibilities. And when you're ready, in just a moment, we're going to move back on to the world of the waking. That's it. Perfect. Now let's give you a nice little count, because those work so very thoroughly and efficiently. This is with one, you drift up. Two, more and more present. Three, becoming aware of your body more and more. Four, and five, and six, and seven, and eight. Breathing in nice and deep, stretching for me. And nine, and ten, wide awake, feeling wonderful.